afternoon. This is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes in the middle of the week to think about astronomical things. Now, lately you may have heard in the media that there's a lot of solar activity about. What does that mean? Well, here to talk to me about it is the director of the solar section of the Astronomical Society of Southern Africa, Jacques van Delft. Good afternoon, Jacques.
Good afternoon, Ketchel, and thank you for having me on your show.
Now, you're the authority on this. You were telling me that you've been doing research into this area since 1982. So, first of all, Jacques, what is solar activity? What are we talking about here? What do we mean?
Okay, when we talk about solar activities, we normally refer to sunspots, which is visible, you know, through a telescope, solar flares, and coronal mass ejections. Now, coronal mass ejections are explosions that take place on the sun. Sunspots are developed by magnetic forces from the inside of the sun, and they can cause solar flares. When they are strong enough, they can burst into coronal mass ejections. That means that it's blasting tons of plasma into the universe.
Plasma, okay, plasma. Well, we don't know what plasma is. So it's kind of burping out these great big bits of plasma. What's that got to do with us here on planet Earth?
When this coronal mass ejection takes place, it explodes into the universe. And when it's Earth-directed, those plasma is actually ionized gas because of the processes of the sun. Now, this ionized gas collides with our magnetosphere, and then it runs along those magnetic lines to the polar regions. That then is becoming visible as the auroras.
Ah, this is the aurora borealis, that's the northern lights. And the aurora australis, that's the southern ones. Can we see them here in Cape Town?
You know, normally when those coronal mass ejections happen and those what we call geomagnetic storms are actually hitting our magnetosphere, they are not strong enough, you know, for us to see because we are too far away from the polar regions. The difference in the northern hemisphere is your landfall and your population lives much more closer to the polar regions. That's why people in the northern hemisphere see them much easier than we are in the southern hemisphere.
I mean, can people see them at the moment? Because I know there's a lot of solar activity happening right now. So can people in the south, in the southern hemisphere, see them at all right now?
No, at the moment, the solar activities are not that strong. But we had an event last week when the solar storm was actually quite severe. It actually was rated within the top 20 of the last 500 years. And it was so severe that even people in Kuruman and Camus in the Northern Cape, you know, actually saw those auroras over South Africa. And I saw a lot of pictures coming from the Cape and the southern coast, people that made pictures and placed them on social media. So that was a real event that we had last weekend.
Now, you mentioned that from time to time, the sun sort of erupts a bit and then sends plasma off and it hits Earth's magnetosphere. Is that part of our atmosphere or is that outside of our atmosphere?
It's outside our atmosphere. It's what they call the magnetosphere. That's on top of the atmosphere. The magnetic lines are actually protecting us from those harmful energies that are coming from the sun. They actually are pushed away from the Earth. But as soon as it comes towards the polar regions, it enters our atmosphere, and then you got all sorts of reactions and problems that can be caused by the auroras.
And what sort of problems are they?
You know, I was actually looking at social media and on the internet, you know, what sort of interruptions actually were noted or came about. It's very difficult to get information from, for instance, say companies that actually had problems, because they don't want to look stupid and say, listen, you know, our equipment was hit by a solar storm, you know, we were not prepared or we didn't do enough, you know. So the information from companies is not that easy to get.
So telecommunications were interrupted. That's a big one. But now, Jacques, we're going to have to leave it there for now. Thank you very much, Jacques van Delft, for talking to us about this recent spate of solar storms. I'm hoping you're going to come back and talk to us again about space weather and how it interacts with the Earth weather systems. That would be fantastic. So for now, thank you very much, Jacques, for talking to us, and we'll hear more from you later, I hope.
Okay, thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
Great. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.